Waitangi Tribunal hearings into the uplift practices of Māori children by Oranga Tamariki wrap up in Hawke's Bay today. For more than a week, tribunal members have heard about the failings of the ministry. The tribunal's heard from midwives, social workers, former wards of the state and researchers, all of whom called for change. Our reporter Mariana Johnson's been covering the hearings. She's with us now. Kia ora, Mariana. Claimants talk about replacing Oranga Tamariki with a mokopuna authority. Well, how would that work?
Yes, we've heard a bit more about actually how this could be achieved. So we heard from our lawyer Annette Sykes earlier this week about who was clear that just simply transferring power and resources from Oranga Tamariki to a Māori-run authority would risk replicating the same issues we see with Oranga Tamariki, or in her words, would turn a white bureaucracy into a brown bureaucracy. One of the claimants she's representing, Dr. Alison Green, provided some quite detailed evidence about how this could be avoided, and she's drawing upon a federal law that was passed in Canada last year, which actually allows Indigenous nations to enact their own laws to protect their children. So very similar to Tino Ranga Teretanga that Māori argue for here in Aotearoa, or self-sovereignty. And so, yeah, when Māori leaders talk about devolving power from Oranga Tamariki to iwi, Dr. Green is saying that we could use a law like this, and has asked the tribunal to look to this model for change. Dr. Green and other claimants are proposing an interim Māori authority that would be set up, and they would create a national care and protection plan for Tamariki, which over the course of a year would then transition Tamariki Māori from Oranga Tamariki to whānau hapū and iwi.
So what other aspects of the state care system are claimants saying should be overhauled?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of scrutiny of the family group conferences. They came under fire from a former ward of the state, Paula Moyle, who's also completed a master's on whānau experiences of these conferences. Her findings were quite damning. She says that whānau feel pressured in these conferences into saying that they can't care for their child. And some women have even described it as abusive and comparable to that of their abusive partners. So she's called for reform of the family group conferences and also of social work training to ensure it covers things like genocide, institutional racism and white supremacy, but also teaches about Māori ways and practices of collective well-being.
What about what works?
Yeah, so we've heard a lot about the Blenheim model, which has been held up as an example of what true partnership between Oti and Oranga Tamariki and iwi can achieve. So Blenheim has had one of the lowest numbers of Tamariki Māori in state care for 3 years. The Māori Women's Welfare League was saying last week that this is because of the strong Māori leadership at the local Oranga Tamariki office, which has representatives from the Māori Women's Welfare League branch and also of the 7 iwi in the region. This Blenheim model was also cited by Annette Sykes the other day as something that they would be looking to scale up as part of that interim Māori authority. Blenheim is at the only Oranga Tamariki office that has that strong Māori leadership. So if you can cast your mind back to the contextual hearing in July, we heard from Katie Murray from Waitomo Papakainga in Kaitaia about how the high number of Māori staff in the Oranga Tamariki Kaitaia office was having really positive impacts, and meaning that it was easier for her to place Tamariki Māori with carers they had whakapapa links to. So it appears that it's really crucial that for these partnerships to work, that there's also Māori on the other side, on the Oranga Tamariki side.
What can you expect to hear today?
Well, the session today, which concludes this part of the hearing, is closed to the public, but I understand that there will be submissions from the whānau who were at the centre of that Hawke's Bay, or the attempted uplift of that six-day-old baby in Hastings last year, which kicked off this inquiry and the numerous other reviews and reports we've heard from into Oranga Tamariki removal practices. Now, we haven't heard from Oranga Tamariki at all so far. They're being represented by Crown Council, and we're expecting to hear their submissions at the late November.
Thank you very much, Mariana Johnson.